Happy birthday, Steve Lukather from Toto. Hold the Line, we hear. Africa, Rosanna. He also played on a ton of albums, like Michael Jackson's Thriller album, Physical from Olivia Newton-John. He plays on there, too. Plays guitar. Steve Lukather turns 64 years old today. On the phone lines now, Don Critchlow. He's a professor at Arizona State University and also author of the new book, Revolutionary Monsters, Five Men Who Turned Liberation into Tyranny. Don, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Revolutionary Monsters, the new book. Tell us, these five men you focused on, why are they the ones that you chose?
Well, I chose these five men in Revolutionary Monsters, Lenin, Mao, Castro, Mugabe, who was in Zimbabwe, and Khomeini, because they show a pattern of how calls for social equality are turned into tyranny. So we see a pattern in all of these revolutions across these many continents of people's discontent being turned into tyranny, taking advantage by megalomaniacs who think that they can make a perfect world.
These are bad, bad men. What do we gain by learning more about what they did and how they did it?
Well, the book is aimed at 52% of our youth who think socialism is good and 20% who believe that private property should be abolished and owned by the state. So it's a wake-up call for American youth and for Americans to beware of those who call for complete social equality and want to deny individual rights.
You say in the book that bad ideas matter, and these bad ideas, and not all of them, but some, as you mentioned, are embraced or entertained at the very least by some in our culture today. Why have these ideas, which you very clearly spell out in the book, and with bad consequences, why are they so interesting, popular among some parts of our population today?
The book discusses how bad ideas, Marxism, anti-Western thought in Africa, and Shiite hegemony in order to create a more perfect world, begins to take effect among the young and the intellectuals. They filter in, and then what happens is that the ruling elites lose confidence in their own foundational principles. They see themselves as corrupt and just concerned with power. And so when there's popular discontent over real issues, social equality, then you get revolutions and people come take advantage of genuine sentiment. And then the revolution occurs and a new elite comes to power and terrorizes the masses into complacency.
Donald Critchlow is with us. He is the author of the new book, Revolutionary Monsters, Five Men Who Turned Liberation into Tyranny. Most of these men are familiar to our audience. Lenin, Mao, Castro, certainly, Khomeini in Iran. Mugabe, Robert Mugabe, the monster of Zimbabwe, as you call him in the book. Tell us a little bit more about him. Why is he deservedly alongside these other monsters in the book?
Well, Mugabe is a particularly interesting character and tyrant. When he comes to power in Zimbabwe with the collapse of a white supremacist regime, he undertakes a campaign of genocide against another tribe in which he uses North Korean troops in order to starve a rival tribe.
Donald, once some of these rulers attained power, Lenin, Mao, Castro, Mugabe, Khomeini, how did they maintain their grasp on power once some of these consequences were realized for their people?
Well, in all of these regimes, they undertake a campaign of terrorism, mass arrests, the creation of gulag systems, and the consequences is the terrorization of the people and the compliant people in the end. They go in particular after the educational system, having youth propagandized is essential. And I might say that we're seeing the same kind of propaganda in our schools today. And I might add an attack on our parents and our families. What we see with the unleashing of the Department of Justice against parents who are protesting in their schools against at their school boards against indoctrination of their children is really frightening to me.
You mentioned some of the protests, some of the speakers at these school board meetings across the country when it comes to CRT and some of the things being taught in schools. Once some of these bad ideas get into the cultural stream, how should we respond? Is this what you see now, the first wave, perhaps?
I think the essential for democracy is citizen involvement in government. And I think that a lot of Americans are waking up to what's occurring in our society with open borders, the attempt to really transform, replace the population and the propaganda in our schools and legislative measures to create a socialist system. So the people need to be involved politically, but what's occurring in America is the takeover of our institutions from corporations to the media to higher education, political parties has been occurring a long time. So we not only have a political fight and a call for stepping forward politically, we also have a culmination of a cultural war.
Donald Critchlow, author of the new book, Revolutionary Monsters, Five Men Who Turned Liberation into Tyranny. He's also the Katzen Family Professor at Arizona State University. Donald, thanks so much for joining us.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.